Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good looking Friday night out there. Breeze feels good coming through the studio windows here. JT DeVic along with us, but back in our Half Street studios. I'm Chris Russell. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for tuning in again here on a Friday night, October the 23rd, 2020. This segment of Overtime brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, and you know what's coming, you need a Toro Max, a Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See a Toro retailer now, and you, yes you, can win winter with a Toro. All right, good to have them aboard with us, and good to have you with us on a Friday night. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's your toll-free number on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. Lines are clear right now, so you can hop aboard if you've been trying to get through. JT the Vic would be more than happy to hear your bright and shining voice. And so would I. So would I. Otherwise, you're stuck dealing with me. Now, I'm going to tell you about this rivalry, right? You heard what Kedrick Golston, who called in on his own, which I appreciate, and somebody should hire that guy. I said this on Twitter. He's an 11-year NFL vet. He's one of the smartest dudes I've ever covered, got to know. I'm lucky enough to consider him a friend. We, you know, obviously have developed a friendship because of football, because I was a reporter covering him, Lorenzo Alexander. They were always great to me. They're obviously great friends. And so, you know, Grant, myself, Lorenzo, and Kedrick Golston, we always used to tease that when they retired, and now they're both retired, that we would get together and do a podcast or a radio show called The Four Horsemen, which was a spinoff or takeoff of The Four Horsemen from wrestling, right? So, you know, obviously, I very much respect and value Kedrick Golston's opinion. And he basically said about this Washington, you know, we talked a lot about Dwayne Haskins, right? He basically said about this Washington-Dallas rivalry, and he went through some of the great moments as I did, Alfred Morris. He said 300. It was actually, I think it was 200. It doesn't matter. That Sunday night at FedEx Field, I think it was December 30th, I want to say, 2012. I'm pretty sure it was December 30th was the actual date. That was probably the best night I've ever had covering this football organization. And there haven't been many good nights. Certainly not a lot of good nights. There haven't been many good days. There have been a lot of awful days. That night was bleeping awesome. I mean, the football game was good. Romo melted on a frigid night. I remember Raheem Morris, now the head coach of the, or the interim head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, 35 degrees pregame, and it got colder, wearing shorts. And I said, you know, Raheem, that's not Florida anymore, you know, because he had come from the Bucs. You know, he goes, I don't give a bleep. I came here to win a championship, you know, something like that, something along those lines. I think he used another word that I can't say on the radio, but I mean, I just remember the atmosphere at FedEx Field, 80-plus thousand. That, I mean, it was unbelievable drama and theater. And ultimately, the result was great because Dallas was knocked out. Washington went in, and sure, everything changed the next week after that in the playoffs against Seattle, but that night was awesome. earlier, about a month and a half earlier, maybe not even a month and a half earlier, in Dallas, Thanksgiving Day, 2012, was unbelievable. I mean, watching Robert in that second quarter, four passing touchdowns, again, the energy of almost 100,000 in the building, Kenny Chesney doing a big old concert at halftime. Oh, I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, Washington won, I think it was 38-28. I mean, there have been some great, great, great games that I've been lucky to be a part of. And I've been lucky to be at. And Kedrick played in, you know, roughly 20 of them. He played 11 years in the NFL. I don't know if he was healthy for all of them. As a matter of fact, I know he wasn't. Yeah, so let's just call it 20, right? But he's a part of an organization that played in them for 11 years, twice a year. And like he's saying, you know, you can see if your team play a team in the preseason and then you play a team in week four, week five, and that has happened a couple of times. Tampa, Baltimore. He said, you could see the carryover just from that. Your memory is long, and it's not that far. So imagine the memory that you have from game one against the Cowboys to game two against the Cowboys, especially if a division title and a playoff spot is up for grabs, which it's not always, but there's usually something at stake for at least one of the teams. However, we are in this situation of where it doesn't feel exactly right. I can't call it a great rivalry right now. I can't tell you that going to Sunday's game at FedEx Field, I will treat this any differently than any other game. It's a game. Does it mean a little more? Yes, only because it's a division game. Like, it does not mean anything more to me if Washington beats Dallas on Sunday. I treat that the same as if they would have beaten the New York Giants last week. It's a division game. That's what it means. It means nothing because it's Dallas week. Or because it's a long-storied rivalry, or because television ratings tell me I have to care. It simply is a division game, and I treat the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants all the same. They mean more than a game against the Ravens or a game against the Cleveland Browns. There is no denying that. They mean more. They have more significance. Dallas does not mean 1 ounce, not one iota more to me than last Sunday's game against the Giants or next Sunday's game after the bye against the Giants. Not one bit. And it never has. And it never will. Now you can say, well, that's because you're a transplanted guy, dude. You weren't here when RFK was rocking off the chains. No, you're right. You're right. I wasn't. But, like, I don't shudder at, oh, my God, oh, the Dallas Cowboys are coming to town. Oh. No, means nothing. It's a division game, period. That's what it is. Again, not any difference for me than week one against Philadelphia or last week against the Giants. Division game, same. Is that wrong of me? I'm not going to tell you it's not a rivalry. Of course it's a rivalry. There's history. The two organizations, you know, even though they shared players and Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder were at least good friends. I don't know what the status is right now. I assume they're still friends, but you know, we all thought Dwight Schar and Fred Smith were friends with Dan Snyder, and we found out that to not be true. You know, so who knows, right? Friends don't stay forever. So I can't call it a non-rivalry, ultimately, because it is a rivalry based on storied tradition, based on memories and moments. But how I approach it, and I don't think this is unfair, is it's just another game inside the division. Is that fair, unfair? I mean, Dallas won last year, final game of the season. We all knew things were going to change, 47-16. Washington had nothing to play for. Nobody was playing for them. They got their doors blown off. Now, Dallas had an outside shot, but they finished 8-8, and obviously Jason Garrett got fired. The matchup before that, another loss for Washington. Week 2 of last year, 31-21. As a matter of fact, they've lost 3 in a row to the Cowboys, 3 of 4, and if you go back further, they've lost 7 of 8. If you go back further than that, they've lost 9 of 11. If you go back further than that, they've lost 11 out of 14. So if you've lost 7 out of 8, 11 out of 14, and you meet twice a year, and even though the Cowboys have not gotten to a conference championship game in 24 years, and you haven't gotten to a conference championship in 28 years, right? And you have that kind of one-sided recent history, even though Washington had a couple of huge wins in 2012. Like, they even, in their most recent, like, we were good this year, they lost to the Cowboys in the only significant game of the two. Remember? In 2015, they lost on a Monday night when DeSean Jackson coughed the ball up and then was taking pictures and exchanging jerseys and hobnobbing on at midfield after the game. Made me want to puke. Remember that? They did beat the Cowboys in the final regular season game that year. They had clinched the division. The Cowboys were done. They weren't going to the playoffs. The game meant absolutely nothing. There was nothing at stake. Insignificant. Insignificant. That's the win on January 3rd, 2016. The only other time besides 2012, which were both hugely significant wins, that they beat the Cowboys was a couple of days after Rich Tandler passed away, just over 2 years ago, when that ball went off the upright by Brett Maher, who was here for a couple of weeks, and they cut him, as did the Cowboys, and they won that game, and everybody kind of thought that loved Rich and respected Rich, you know, that Rich blew that football, passed. And had some sort of impact, some sort of spiritual impact. Think about that. That's the only significant win that the Washington football team / Redskins have had against the Cowboys since 2012. That's it. And again, the Cowboys aren't any good. They're underachievers every bleeping year. Every year. They are total underachievers every year. Even when they go 13-3, they find a way to suck in the end. Every year, they are underachievers. So again, for me, and maybe I'm approaching this differently because I didn't grow up here and because, you know, burgundy and gold hasn't run through my veins for all 47 miserable, pathetic years of my life. And I'm sure you're thinking you're miserable and pathetic. I'm just being honest. It just doesn't roll through my veins, flow through my veins. I'm telling you that while it's still a rivalry, it's not any different than any other division game. Is that crazy? Is that wrong? Is that right? Is that how you look at it? How do you look at it? How do you judge? You tell me. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's the AAA Always On Call listener line. We're with you until 9 right here, Overtime on Sports Radio 1067, The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back with you here on Overtime. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. the Rooster. With you until 9 o'clock. JT the Vic alongside as well. Well, not alongside, but back in our Half Street studios. Working with us is the best way I can say it. We had a strong, fiery take that nobody cared about on Dwayne Haskins. We heard from our pal, Kedrick Golston, which was awesome. Best part of the show. And we've had a couple of good calls since then on the rivalry and everything in between. And again, I said that for me, I can't call it not a rivalry game because by definition, even though Dallas has largely had control of the series, and Dallas is the relevant football team, even as bad as they are right now, by and large, that, you know, it is the definition, if you will, of a rivalry, right? You play two games, division game, blah, 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 all that stuff. But I said that I don't treat it any differently than Washington, Philadelphia, Washington, New York Giants, meaning it's the same thing as a division game. Six games, much more important than any other games. But again, I refuse to think that Washington-Dallas means more than Washington-Philadelphia or Washington-New York. I just refuse to do that. Is, I believe, the mature way of looking at it. I believe that is the non-fan way of looking at it. However, JT the Vic, during the commercial break, while you guys were listening to spots, which we appreciate, and supporting our sponsors, which you should do, JT the Vic was doing JT the Vic Sports Radio. And I said, after he went on about a 2-minute rant, which was all good stuff from what I heard, I said, Vic, save it for the freaking radio. Save it for the radio, yeah. Vic. So now I'm going to tee you up, and you tell me, or you tell the audience what you were saying during the commercial break that nobody besides me got to hear.
Right. Well, you are a hockey fan, right? Like, yes. You and I, we're both huge hockey fans. Sure. And there's this annual event that is called the NHL Winter Classic, right? It is hyped up. There's a lot of media attention around it. So much buildup to that event. But Russell, in the grand scheme of things, what is that? Is it just a regular season?
It's a showcase.
Game?
It's showcase. Not an exhibition because it counts, right. But it's a showcase.
It's not a postseason game. Right. It's not a preseason. It's just a regular season game. So it's only 2 points are on the line. So that game is no different than two nights before when you're playing at Capital One Arena against some random team, against the Nashville Predators. It's still the same one regular season game. But there's so much hype around that game. As a Washington football fan, that same hype, that buildup when you face Dallas, it's in our DNA. All right. So to me, it's like a Winter Classic game. You know, I know in the grand scheme of things, it's just one game against a regular division rival, but I get amped up. The family gets amped up. It's a tradition that if you're a Washington football fan,
we'll cook some chicken mayonnaise.
That you get amped for this game. And okay, it's a rivalry.
But you get amped more for the Cowboys, yes, is what you're telling me, right, than you did last Sunday for the Giants.
Right. I don't have that quote-unquote NHL Winter Classic feel when it's Philadelphia or when it's the New York Giants. But
but NHL Winter Classic is not... I mean, usually it is a rivalry.
Usually.
The NHL tries to do that. But it doesn't, to me, feel like a bloodbath type of game. It feels more showy and more, you know, about the circumstances and the scenery and, you know, it's New Year's Day and all that stuff.
I got you, but I'm trying to tell you how it is for me, DNA feel is that as a fan, that's the feeling I get when the Dallas Cowboys, like, it has that big buildup.
All right, but what I'm trying to tap into is why doesn't it feel, okay, maybe the New York Giants, because, I mean, even though the Mara family did some things to the Washington and Bruce Allen, which was Bruce Allen's own dumb fault, you know, the Giants, for the most part, in my perspective, are kind of hard to hate. Philadelphia has always been easier to hate. Dallas has always been easier to hate. Why does Philadelphia not do it for you compared to your venom or that feeling in the pit of your stomach or the analogy that you're trying to use? Why does Philadelphia not do it for you?
It's just the one same of those, way. What's one of those, maybe because I'm dating myself, because I'm a fan of the, or not a fan.
You're dating yourself? I thought you got married.
I'm talking time-wise. But I'm trying to tell you is, like, when you grow up hating Troy Aikman, you grew up hating watching Emmitt Smith run down your throat, Daryl Johnston, like Michael Irvin. Those are the guys that were always killing the Washington football team year after year, mm-hmm, to the point where those fans hate that. They can't stand it. And even though those guys are long gone, you still associate those guys with that team to the point where, not to mention the media coverage. Everyone, TV, radio, they all talk about the Dallas Cowboys to the point it's just sickening, to the point we just want them to shut up about Dallas. So the fans of Washington, they hate that. They can't stand it, and they want to see them just be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I get the oversaturation of the Cowboys and the whole America's team shoved down your throat. Like, I mean, I have no, you know, again, I want Washington to win. It's better for all of us if Washington wins every time against the Cowboys, right? And specifically this Sunday. Let me be clear. I want Washington to win, but because I didn't grow up in this rivalry and quite honestly, my football experience was, you know, growing up around the New York Giants and the New York Jets as being the two teams that I saw the most. It was, again, from a Giants perspective, it wasn't like the Giants Cowboy game was bigger than the Giants Eagles game or the Giants. As a matter of fact, if anything, my sense is it always seemed like Giants Redskins was a bigger game than Giants Cowboys. Okay? That's what it seemed like as a kid, young man, growing up on Long Island, learning football, watching football, and being exposed before DirecTV and, you know, all that stuff where you could watch the whole league. So, again, maybe that's why I treat everything kind of the same, because I didn't have that burning, like, feeling. Like when the Jets would take on the Miami Dolphins and Dan Marino, I guess that felt a little bit different than Buffalo and or New England at the time. And that was really before Brady and Belichick and all that stuff. So maybe that was the reason. I don't know, Vic.
Well, I mean, here's another thing, too, is before Philadelphia won their Super Bowl, they didn't have any championships in their franchise, to the point we Washington fans just looked down on that. We laughed at that. So it didn't matter what Philadelphia did. They haven't won anything. Washington won 3 Super Bowls.
Right.
Dallas, countless amounts. So that also factors into it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I mean, it gives you more to hate.
Philadelphia won 1 championship, but still, it doesn't compare to the 3.
I mean, listen, I think it's more about less about championship wins, more about the whole America's team, the star shoved down your throat.
Exactly.
We're going to put them on primetime football 9 times a year so that everybody can see them, Troy Aikman and this, that, and the other thing. And, this, you know, again, the whole show, right? And yet, in the bottom line of it all, again, 24 years since they have made it to a conference championship game. 24 years. I mean, to me, Vic, I know they've been better in terms of regular season record than the Washington football team / Redskins. I know they have. I don't know the numbers. I know they have been over that 24-year period. So this is nothing like I'm a, you know, Washington fan and I hate. No. I'm looking at it trying objectively. They've been largely a fraud and largely irrelevant for almost a quarter century. Now, the Washington's been worse, okay? But nobody should be celebrating Washington over Dallas. I'm just telling you from an impartial standpoint and point of view, Dallas has largely been a fraud and insignificant for almost a quarter century.
And no one here in Washington is complaining about that. It just feels like yesterday that when they beat the Buffalo Bills to win a Super Bowl. It really does feel like yesterday.
I was in college in Buffalo at the time. So I got to be honest with you, because I hated the Bills back then, because that was what was shoved down. That was my America's team, right? Oh, the Bills make me want to jump. I was rooting for the Cowboys in those back-to-back Super Bowls because I wanted the Bills fans to suffer, Vic. I wanted them to suffer a just horrible, painful existence. I wanted them to melt in a puddle of goo like Frosty the Snowman.
And it feels like so many of my friends and family are just Dallas fans, too. That also really strikes a nerve, and it's a lot of bragging rights are on the line when it comes to that.
There's a lot of Cowboy fans in this area. There is no doubt about that, right? There, I mean, again, it has to be because it was shoved down there. And
yes,
this is why I
every
always
Thanksgiving.
Say, whatever the media promotes, whatever the media goes ham on, okay, this is my argument. Actually, I'll save this. But I want to get your perspective on this because I think you'll agree with me, but I don't know. But, I mean, it's along these lines of the Cowboys and the nonstop hype and all that. We'll do that after the bottom of the hour here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I don't think I have any sponsors left that I have to read. So we go to the break. We will come right back. Final half an hour of overtime. If you want to jump in, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the rivalry. Antonio Brown to the Buccaneers, Dwayne Haskins being a dum-dum, all of that on the table and more with you on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, just updating you on the World Series. That would be the World Series. Fall Classic, bottom of the second. Dodgers with a 1-0 lead over the Charlie Morton-led Tampa Bay Rays. Justin Turner with a solo home run, third batter of the game. So the Dodgers go up early 1-0 in round three of a good World Series and a good Fall Classic between these two teams. One huge market, huge budget, all the pressure, all the expectations, and then one, not that they're just happy to be here. They're not. But one that absolutely does not have the same pressure and same burden of expectation, nor the same budget, the same everything as the Dodgers. Yet Tampa Bay is every bit as good as the Dodgers. Just because they don't have the resources doesn't mean they're not as good. So looking forward to watching some of this game when I get off the radio at 9 o'clock. I'll be back with you from noon to three, I think it is, tomorrow afternoon. Oh, two. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Two. I can't get my schedule straight. My brain just is completely fried dealing with the debacle in Ashburn consistently. So 1-0 Dodgers over Tampa. I teased something at the end of last segment, and I'm trying to exactly remember how I set it up, but the overall point was, we were talking about things that are hyped and stuffed down your throat, and the Dallas Cowboys, you know, and the Yankees are like this to a large degree, and the Lakers, of course, are like this, and Duke in college basketball, and, you know, in college football, the Big Ten is coming back actually tonight and tomorrow mostly, and, you know, you get a lot of this. You know, Alabama, of course, yes, but they've also deserved it. Like they're the anti-fraud, right? They deserve it. Dallas, the Cowboys, don't deserve any of it. The Lakers, whatever you want to say about the Lakers, you know, for the most part, they deserve the hype that they get. The only team in this mix that doesn't deserve it is the stupid Cowboys. That's it. That's the team that doesn't deserve any of the hype because they've largely been irrelevant and insignificant for almost a quarter century. So my point that I was trying to set up, Vic, was I strongly believe, like, the lack of popularity for the NHL in terms of stupid television ratings and a bunch of the local yokels on the radio and a bunch of the numbnuts that infiltrate the you know, these TV talk shows and would never, ever, 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 ever acknowledge that the NHL even exists is because, again, we in the media, okay, we in the media do not promote hype up, overstuff, you know, the NHL rivalries, the Winter Classic, the stars of the game. Of course, Ovechkin gets some buzz and Crosby gets some buzz. But we just, you know, here in Washington, as soon as the Capitals are done, we don't talk any NHL at all. It's like it doesn't even exist. NBA, oh, we're talking about it, whether LeBron's there or not. I mean, if it's the Toronto Raptors versus the Indiana Pacers, we do 14 hours of radio in June under normal circumstances on the NBA Finals. We don't do that for the NHL, right? So I guess my point in tying this together is the media, I believe, is largely irresponsible when it comes to, again, selling, promoting, hyping the Dallas Cowboys and stuffing it down your throat, my throat, and everyone's throat. And that's the problem. They've been so overhyped. They've been so oversold. And again, largely insignificant for a quarter century. I know they've been better in the regular season than the Washington team. Guess what? That's not hard to do. The Washington football team has absolutely been lousy for almost 30 years. The Dallas Cowboys, I can't say they've been lousy for 30 years. I can't say that. That's wrong. That's incorrect. But have they been significant? Have they been really good? There's been a couple of 12-win years, been a couple of 13-year win year that I remember. Giants beat them in Dallas at the old stadium in the playoffs, 13-3. Goodbye. See ya. there's been much more regular season. There's been more regular season success for the Cowboys in the last quarter century, certainly, than there has been for the Washington football team / Redskins, right? I don't think anybody should ever deny that.
You're right.
But my, what was that, Vic?
I said you're right.
Oh, but my point being is the reason why everybody hates them or loves them, the reason why there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not a million Cowboy fans in the greater DMV area is because they've been stuffed down your throat, jammed down your throat, a big old wrestling boot to your larynx, right? And just shoved down your throat to no end, whether they're good, great, bad, indifferent, sucky, who the coach is, boring, bland, predictable, whatever. They're irrelevant, and they've been largely irrelevant for 25 years, with the exception of the media shoving them down your throat until the point where you can't breathe, and either you love them and you kiss them or you hate them. And most of us hate them. Do you agree with that, Vic, and see my point about the whole media problem?
I agree with that. And it also, it doesn't help when you have an owner like Jerry Jones. I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very outspoken. And right. I bet even casual fans will know who the owner of the Dallas yes. Cowboys is. Like, who's the owner of the Seattle Seahawks? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I used to know. But,
right. But I mean, just in general, the point right. is, I couldn't name an owner of another team unless it's the Dallas Cowboys. I know yeah. it's Jerry Jones. I mean,
and you know Dan Snyder, obviously, and
except
and
he doesn't even go. He yeah. doesn't talk to anybody.
Exactly. And the rest of the owners are largely, I mean, Bob Kraft people know, obviously. But largely, they are not public figures, right? Jerry Jones absolutely is. Jerry Jones talks to the media after every game. He does the weekly interview on our sister station, The Fan in Dallas, with Sean Sharif, who used to be here and grew up a Redskins fan, has now been doing Dallas radio and Cowboys radio for the last 10 years. You know, yeah, that's a part of it. But again, I don't even know if Jerry Jones sells the Cowboys like the media does, right? I mean, the media loves the sensational story. They don't care about football. They don't care about true value and truly good teams. They care about sexy stories and sexy headlines. And they know they can put the star up as a graphic. They know they can put, you know, Dak Prescott or Tony Romo or Troy Aikman or the star or Terrell Owens or whoever, Jason Garrett or Bill Parcells, they know that they can put that up as a graphic or as a topic and everyone will have a reaction. Like the Yankees, like to a large degree the Lakers, like to, you know, a large degree Conor McGregor in UFC, right? I mean, some people love him, a lot of people hate him, and you know, that's what you're always shooting for in sports, right? Because you want to get that polarization. But again, my point overall is that the media has created this freaking monster of right. the Cowboys, and nobody can get away from it. We're being suffocated by it.
And it even goes down to the cheerleaders. I mean, everyone talks about growing up, you know, for females, want to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I mean, CMT, they have a show called the Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders making the team. You don't see that for the Cleveland Browns.
That's true.
You don't see
That's
it for true. Anybody else.
That's true. That's a good point. I didn't even think about the cheerleaders. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's just... Like, I can, again, totally see why Washington fans care more about the Cowboys, again, because they're more revolting. They're harder to like. They're easier to hate. I get it. I'm just saying, from a significance standpoint, they are largely insignificant, and number one, and they are not more significant. I know this. This is an absolute stone-cold fact. They are not more significant than the Eagles or the New York Giants, period, from a Washington perspective. All right, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime on in, we have a little bit more time for you. When we come back, we'll put the icing on the cake, wrap things up next, overtime here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Arizona Cardinals and the New York Jets making a trade. Marcus Golden, one of the better pass rushers that the Giants have or had, going back to the Arizona Cardinals, who, of course, lost Chandler Jones for the rest of the year. Golden traded back to Arizona. He was a former second-round pick in 2015 of the Cardinals. So he goes back there. Arizona trades a sixth-round pick in the upcoming 2021 draft, again for Golden. Golden had 19 sacks in four seasons with Arizona, 11.5 in his last 2 years with the Giants, 1.5 in seven games this season. So that seems like a good deal, obviously, for Arizona. They get a little help, somebody that's familiar with them or to them and with them. And also the Giants get an extra draft pick for a team that's obviously not going anywhere at now 1-6. Now, I wonder if they would have made that trade if they hung on and didn't blow an 11-point lead last night with just over 6 minutes left to go. You know, I don't know if they make that trade. Not sure. But they do today, you know, all things considered, because, again, realistically, they're out of it, right? And that's with losing Lorenzo Carter, who was their other really good pass rusher. And they have Leonard Williams. I got it. I understand. It's not like they have nobody now. But, I mean, losing Lorenzo Carter and then trading Golden the next week tells me at 1-6, we're done. We're done. We won one game by 1 point, and we probably should have lost that. We're done. Right? That's what it's got to tell you. So if the Washington football team loses on Sunday to the Cowboys and drops to 1-6 and now has lost six in a row, including to the Giants, what does that tell us? What does that tell us? To me, it tells me we're done and we should start trading anyone and everyone that we possibly can. Like, I mean, I know he doesn't want to ultimately go, but I would try and trade Ryan Kerrigan. See if you can get a fourth-round pick for Ryan Kerrigan. Maybe it's conditional. I don't know. I would try and do that. Now, I would try and trade him to a place that he's willing to go to because Ryan has done everything right, and he wants to ideally stay, and he's got a young family. And I get that. You know, you can trade him to Indianapolis where he's free, you know, something, right? And, oh, by the way, it's much, 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 much harder to trade for people now and to acquire them, and free agents for that matter, because of the COVID rules of the 6-day testing window. Okay? So I get it that it's a lot harder to trade people. But if I was Washington, if I'm 2-5 and I've beaten the Cowboys and therefore I'm 2-1 in the division, I'm not trading a whole lot of people. I know that sounds crazy. I mean, I'd maybe dangle people and see what I could get, but I would be very hesitant to just fire sale. But if I'm 1-6 and losers of six in a row and winners, and 1-2 in the division and going on my bye week and truly in a rebuilding year, even though they said, oh, all of a sudden because the NFC East stinks, we're going to go for it. If I'm 1-6, losers of six in a row, 1-2 in the division, I am pushing hard to trade Kerrigan, Ryan Anderson, Brandon Scherff. Nobody's going to take him. I don't think at his money, you know, unless Washington has to eat a bunch of salary, which they could. Nobody's going to take him on at $7, $8 million left of his salary. But I am trying hard. Somebody brought up Landon Collins, untradeable. Unless you take a bunch of the salary back, which is the only chance I think that you would have of trading him. And if that's the case, you might as well stay with him and hope that he figures himself out. But I'm trading everybody if I lose, or try really hard to trade everybody. All right, thanks to JT DeVic. Thanks to Kedrick Golston. Thanks to you guys who called and listened. Back tomorrow at noon after AWOD takes you from 9 until noon. CBS Sports Radio next. Again, thanks to JT DeVic. Have a great night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.